This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Avon is one of those quintessentially American brands, yeah? So it's news that the company is moving to the UK. All right, before you go there, though, Avon says this is not, repeat, not one of those tax avoidance schemes, what have come to be called corporate inversions. The company says it's moving to cut expenses as it tries to rehabilitate its beleaguered business. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more on why Avon needs a makeover.
In the 50s and 60s, Avon, which is focused mostly on women's cosmetics, ran commercials with this catchphrase.
Avon calling.
Today, that door-to-door model is pretty outdated.
You know, Avon would come calling and there'd be no one home.
Barbara Kahn is a marketing professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. No one home, Kahn says, because more women today are working. Compound that with increased competition online.
There is a lot of these subscription services, Birchbox, where you get a box of cosmetics to try at home.
The result is 4 years of falling sales at Avon. But internationally, it's a different story. Avon CEO Sherry McCoy, speaking recently on CNBC, said the brand is doing better overseas.
We are still growing our representative base. So women are still coming in. They love the products. They want the earnings opportunity. And so if you look at the health of the brand, it's still very strong.
So Avon is now solely focused overseas. It sold its North American business to a private equity firm, and it's reducing costs, cutting 2,500 jobs and moving its headquarters to the UK to combine with existing operations there. J.P. Eggers is an associate professor of management and organizations at NYU.
If most of the organization's operations are no longer U.S.-based, then realistically being closer to where most of their operations are should allow them to achieve some efficiencies.
One thing Avon says it's not doing is avoiding American taxes. The company will stay registered in the U.S. and will continue to trade on the New York Stock Exchange. In Chicago, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.